Who's in for some drama? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after the song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Wednesday, April 29th, 2026, and we just heard Drama by aespa. Now get y'all popcorn, snacks, get them all ready, and look no further than the Penguin Cave at the Kyoto Aquarium. So you can actually keep track of the romances, friendships, and beefs between the penguins at the aquarium by year. And it's seriously more drama than a Korean achim drama, if you know what I'm talking about. With all the makjang over the top and unrealistic elements, y'all. So, there is a huge flowchart showing each penguin and caretaker at the aquarium, and it's updated each year. Mm-hmm. Hearts represent lovers. Broken lines are breakups. Question marks indicate cheating. Whoa! Yellow lines show friendships, while green lines show enemies. And to say the least, these penguins can have some pretty complicated relationships. One penguin named Tara broke six penguins' hearts in just a single year. Mm-hmm. You a bad girl, Tara. Two male penguins, who were actually father and son, were dating each other. Ooh, that is what? That is weird. That is until they both fell for the same female penguin named Hannah, or Hannah, however you want to say it. And the oldest penguin in the aquarium shocked everyone by falling in love with his own sister's granddaughter, Shapmo. I am about to end being interested in penguins. This is way too much drama for me. Now, somehow, there are some also crazy romances going on and enemy relationships between penguin and caretaker. I don't want to know about this part right here. Penguin and caretaker. And there's even a case where two sibling penguins are each friends with one caretaker. But the caretaker himself is only friends with one of them. Ouch. Why would you do that, caretaker? You better be friends with all them penguins. So, if you thought human relationships were complicated, everything's complicated. Mm-hmm. It is. In the penguin world, that is. Well, we got a great song for you guys right now by Kickflip. It's called Complicated. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right. It is time for y'all to take a break from whatever you're doing. Drink your tea or coffee, whatever you prefer. And sit back and relax, because we got some crazy things going on in the world. Yes. Now, speaking of penguins, when you think of Antarctica, chances are you picture two things. Earlier, we talked about penguins, of course, and maybe a sleek seal gliding through icy waters. But now, both are facing a much colder reality. According to a new assessment by the International Union of and for Conservation of Nature, two of Antarctica's most iconic species, the emperor penguin and the Antarctic fur seal, are being pushed closer to extinction. Guys, don't let this happen. And the culprit? Y'all guessed it. I know a lot of people are like, it don't exist, but it does. It is climate change. Warming oceans, shrinking sea ice, and dwindling food supplies are reshaping their entire world. For emperor penguins, the situation is especially dire. These are the largest penguins on Earth, and they rely on stable sea ice to breed, raise chicks, and survive. But as that ice melts earlier each year, entire colonies are struggling to reproduce at all. In fact, scientists now project their population could be cut in half by the 2080s. As for the Antarctic fur seals, their story is a troubling sequel. Once hunted to near extinction, they made a remarkable comeback. To what? Only to face a new climate-driven threat, y'all. For these animals, survival isn't just about adapting. It's about whether their world will still exist. And you know what? It might not just be their world that's affected. Think about it. It's our world. But we have two great songs for you guys. We got K-Will with Melting, 녹는다, and then 동방신기 with Love in the Ice. Requests and responses! That's right. You know what time it is. It is time for us to play all the songs that you have had stuck in your heads. You know the songs you're like, oh, I don't want to sing this song. I don't want to think about the song, but it's there. And we're going to let it all out. I'm going to blast it all out. And you have to stick with us because we're going to send out a prize to one lucky winner today. The winner will be announced right before the close of our show. And you can always check back to see if you've won or not on our website, which is world.kbs.co.kr. And the winners are always posted on our playlist on the K-Pop Connection program page. And remember, we keep a close track of our message board, Graham, KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces. For what? Your comments and requests. So make sure to send them in if you haven't already. And if they don't get played today, we will play it throughout the week. So you have to dedicate your lives to our show. Yes. Quit your jobs and just listen to us all day long. So getting right into it, the first person to quit their jobs and listen to KPC is at June Genie. Hi, DJ Brian. I've been taking drum lessons as a hobby and just finished learning you. Whoa. You know how to play our song on the drums? Yeah, you by Fly to the Sky. My teacher picked it for me, knowing I'm a fan. Since I know the song by heart, practicing was incredibly immersive. It felt like I was playing drums right between Brian and Hwani's dramatic vocal exchanges. My teacher was pretty happy with the result. To celebrate this little achievement, I'm requesting you. Big thanks to DJ Brian and KPC team for making a great show. All I know is, like, if somebody played my song on the drums, or any song on the drums at that, I wouldn't know what song it is, because drums don't have a melody. It's just the rhythm and the kick and the beat. It's like boom, chicka, chicka, boom. So I'm like, what song is this? So yeah, if you have a video of you playing the drums, that'd be cool. So I know what our song sounds like with just the drums. But you requested it. You want to hear it, so let's check it out. Fly to the Sky with you, Daughter, Daughter, Daughter. That was you, Daughter, Daughter, Daughter by my group, Fly to the Sky. Now, we're going to continue to go over more of your requests right now. Next one is from listener Nada Assam, or Assam. Not sure how to pronounce your name. Hello, dear Brian. I'd like to hear BTS 방탄소년단 with Swim. Yeah, we get this request like from like a billion people, like literally everybody wants to hear it. We also had at Luzaluke 26 who requested the song amongst many others. So yes, get ready to swim. I don't know the lyrics after that. Yes. And moving on, we have a message from Through Czar from the Book of Faces. Hi, DJ Brian. Still Life by Big Bang. Please. I'm still rooting for their Coachella performance next week. Okay, so you probably sent this before they performed at Coachella, which they already did. But yeah, Korea's traditional Arirang on the stage with BTS as well. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know about that. And Daesung's K-trap performance at Coachella. Did you see that? It's really crazy how far K-culture has come, you know, because back in the day, we did not imagine this to happen. Nor people who speak English listen to Korean music. Now, Big Bang also announced at Coachella. Mm-hmm. Especially, I saw the video, GD said it, that they're going to embark on a world tour in August to mark their 20th debut anniversary. And Taeyang is releasing a new solo album in May. So a lot of things for Big Bang fans to be looking forward to. So now we got to check out the songs by the requested, the songs that request, that is. We got BTS with Swim and Big Bang with Still Life. 봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울. All right, that was Big Bang, Still Life, 봄, 여름, 가을, 겨울. And we got more of your requests right now. And we still have a winner to announce, which means y'all can't go nowhere. Because it could be you and you miss it. You know what I'm saying? All right, next one is from our message board. The name is Song Chae-won. Kim Jong-guk is cute. I would love to listen to the song by Kim Jong-guk, Lovable. Thank you for playing my request. All right. That's what we're here to do. We're going to play their request. And the last request for this week is from at JH0318. Everglow by Nows. Okay. I don't know that one, so we're definitely going to have to check that out. But get ready for the two songs that are going to be wrapping up our segment. Kim Jong-guk, Lovable, 사랑스러워, and then Now's with Everglow. All right, that was Now's with Everglow, and we want to thank you guys for all the requests. But now it's time to announce today's winner. And today's winner for our requests and responses is... at JH0318. Congratulations, winner. Let us know your physical mailing address by emailing to us, kpop@kbs.co.kr, with your gram handle, name, message board ID, and we're going to do whatever we can to send you a prize. But also, don't forget that date that you won. It makes it that much easier for us to find you. Now, for us here, we're going to play some music for you guys. We got NCT Wish with Ode to Love, and then Say My Name with UFO Attention. All right, that was Say My Name with UFO, and it is time for us to say goodbye to everyone. Don't be too sad, because we have a great song taking us out by Cha Urim called Hola. Our producer is Chaedong Won. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian Ju, and this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now.